This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers! Before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Naya goes off on Rhonda, Carmela is in love, and we have a girls' trip. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! Yay! What's up, all my wrestling fans and not wrestling fans, my Total Divas fans, all fans, all my wrestling fans.
Yes!
I am your host, Leslie Colon, here as always, and we have a new person joining us. I'm so excited. Go ahead and let the people know who you are.
Hey guys, it's Ollie Drennan. I'm super excited. I've been a fan of Total Divas for since season one, but I'm a Divas fan at heart. You know, I love the women's wrestling. Screw the guys wrestling. I watch for the women, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're all about.
Super
here.
Excited to be here with y'all.
Good. Yeah, we're happy so to have you. And another fan, of course, with us.
Hey guys, how are you? It's Jennifer. I'm back and I'm so excited to talk about this episode.
All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about, but for all of you guys who are just joining us, we have a special segment, Shadiest Moment. We have news and gossip for you guys, and we're about to break down everything. So what are your overall thoughts on this episode, Jen?
Crazy. Insane. It was like such a wild ride tonight.
Yeah.
But I was a little surprised with a lot of the things that happened tonight with Naya and, you know, and Carmela and Corey. But, you know, we'll get into that
for
in just a second.
Sure. What about you, Ollie?
I'm definitely liking this season because at first when the cast was first announced, I wasn't sure. Because obviously
Same.
The Bellas aren't here,
yep.
right? They're mm-hmm. doing their own thing with Total Bellas. Okay, good girls. I miss them. But it just feels different. But I actually really enjoyed kind of how this cast is kind of like working
That's
together.
Great.
And like it's so interesting. And I love that. Obviously, this is a cast that hasn't been really, like, showcased, you know, this year too much. So, some people, like, you can argue, like, Carmela, with 24/7, whatever. But like, it's nice.
Think you watch your wrestling.
I'm, like, seeing Naya again. I'm like, oh, I miss Naya so much. You know, Tamina probably misses her, too. But, I really... Okay, I'm sorry. I have to just say this. Why isn't Liv Morgan on the show?
Yes, I agree.
Seriously.
I love my Liv Morgan.
I love her.
Pink hair. She is such good television. Like
she is.
All I want. Yeah. Predictions.
Yes.
Liv Morgan. Anyway. But yeah, I love this episode. So good.
I think overall, like this season, I'm really glad that they're including other divas in the show. I feel like we're seeing a lot of different faces. And the dynamic is very different. I feel like normally we see like the Bellas kind of being in charge and kind of like those divas who have been here for a while and who have done the show, and you can say veterans, but it's kind of different now. We see new faces, new people, new experiences, and we definitely have new feuds.
Yeah.
That's definitely. For sure.
Oh my gosh.
And new like heels. So Naya's definitely on that heel side.
Right.
And she's going after Rhonda. What do you guys think about that little thing and how she got mad at her for pretty much saying like she was just the thing about like, I was a little bit frustrated because it's a, you know, she's giving her promo. This is what wrestling is about. You have to get the people, you know, wild up. You have to make sure that the people believe what you're saying. And, you know, that's your job. And Naya, you're a wrestler. You know, that's what you do. So I don't understand why she's making such a big deal about this. Yes, I think Ronda and a lot of wrestlers do this where they take it to a whole other level and they do it on their social media and then take it outside of the ring. But it makes the story more, like, interesting and people believe it. So I was a little bit annoyed and was like, okay, Naya, you're just getting annoyed with everyone and you're going after everyone. So I didn't like it, but what do you guys think?
Right, exactly. I feel like she thinks that everyone is coming for her. Yes. And she's always saying that this person's always ruining the women's wrestling, the people that fought for you. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Right. You know, I'm such a big fan of Naya because she's so different. She's so different from all the divas there.
Right.
But right now, just her attitude is just making me, you know, distance myself from her. Right. Not, you know, I'm just not feeling her at the moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm just over her victimhood, to be honest.
I know.
With you.
Well, one of the things that Natty mentioned is that it's not like her, and Naomi mentioned it as well, that she's acting a little bit strange. Ollie, do you think that that's something that?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's playing in, you know, maybe she's in her head too much about her wrestling skills or not being on TV, or what do you think is going on with her?
Yeah, first of all, I will say that it's nice that Ronda is added to the cast because it definitely gives me a new perspective. Mm-hmm. Me not necessarily, like, I respect Ronda and everything that she does, but I wasn't a true fan of her until, like, kind of like, oh, wow, Ronda's actually, like, a very humble, down-to-earth person through the show. However, I'm going to defend Naya just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just because I think she is a little bit, like, overreacting. Mm-hmm. But in her, if I were to put myself into her shoes, I guess I can understand where she's coming from, kind of being a little upset. Maybe she's not getting that push she wants. She feels like her and a lot of the other female superstars are being overshadowed by the entity that is Ronda Rousey.
Right.
Because she is a household name in comparison to
all of them.
Almost all of them, maybe, except Becky, you know? But, like, so I guess I can understand, because I feel like Naya's just isn't being completely selfish. I think she's kind of thinking about the other women as well that aren't being utilized. Yeah. So maybe that's just, like, I don't know. Yeah. I see both sides.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then also for you guys in the chat, let us know what you think, whether you are Team Naya or not Team Naya or Team Ronda. But there's definitely a lot that's going to go on in this episode. And speaking of Ronda, she actually goes home and it kind of gets to her, especially with Naya, because she says that she loves to work with Naya. So it was really surprising to see how emotional she was over this little feud that happened, because it was kind of like Naya just went, like, seriously, and then she just walked away, not really giving an explanation on what happened. So I understand why Ronda was confused and was a little, like, heartbroken in the fact that, like, I think Naya made it seem like Ronda was breaking, like, the women's division and really, like, what they represent. But I feel like it's the opposite. Ronda really stands for, like, women empowerment. And even before coming to WWE, she's done a lot of changes within, like, just women and representing them as well. So I understand why it kind of got to her, especially, like, I think we have to remember that she is coming into a new company.
Right.
She is still the new girl, so I don't know. I feel for her.
Yeah, no, I like that you say that, because you kind of have to also put yourself then into Ronda's shoes as to, like, she's the new girl, superstar. Mm-hmm. She might be more afraid of everyone than all of us are afraid of her, you know, and, like, what she has to bring. Because, like, everyone knows each other. Ronda, Ronda knows Natty, you know, Ronda knows Ruby. But it's still kind of like, oh, she might not feel all, you know, all at home.
Just my thing with
despite
Naya.
Despite her push, sorry.
Exactly. I just think that my thing with Naya is that, you know, she's always been so supportive of all of them, you know, of all the wrestlers. When she came in, she didn't know a lot of them, but she just came in and she just wanted to be supported by them. And she was supported to them as well, too. So it's like, I don't understand why she can't be like that now. I don't, like you said, maybe it's that she's not getting pushed enough and stuff.
Yeah.
But she's just so insecure. At least for me, that's what I'm seeing. I feel a lot of insecurity, yeah. So coming from her part. But I mean, I'm hoping this just goes away and it's just like a little phase that she's going through.
Well, she did mention it. It had to do with WrestleMania. WrestleMania is around the corner. Mm-hmm. That's when everyone starts to get into their head, like, oh, am I going to have a match? Am I not going to have a match? Then everyone starts to question whether they're good enough, whether they're not, who gets booked and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense why she's like kind of feeling it in regards to Ronda getting the spotlight. But again, it all goes with the storylines. She was tag teaming during that time, so it kind of made sense for her to go down that route.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I don't think she really considered where she was with the company at that moment and was kind of just going after everyone who was trying to really make it for themselves. That's really what all women are trying to do right now in WWE, trying to find, you know, their own path. Because yes, you have women like Ronda Rousey right now, like Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Bayley, who are up there and have their names and kind of take over the spotlight.
Yeah.
So I feel like for Nia, if she was like in that position right now, she would still be feeling that way. Mm-hmm. And it just makes sense. Unfortunately, that's just how the business works. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that. So I don't know.
At least you have a total diva spot.
Yeah, exactly.
We do.
See?
We do.
Yeah,
more
exactly.
publicity. Right. Yeah. It gets your name. We're talking about them right now.
Right. So. Exactly. So, and right now she's not even wrestling. And she's still like being promoted. Her name is out there. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about her. So I don't think she has much to say.
Just real quick, the chat, Gabby McCoy says, I can see both sides. And Joseph Bosa says, I wonder if the stress of the rumors of Ronda leaving after Mania got to her. Vince put the rocket strap on Ronda. A lot of things happened to the women that might not happen without Ronda. So that's pretty interesting. So,
well, speaking of Ronda leaving, we do kind of see a little bit of her talking about that. And a lot of us, well, who do follow Ronda Rousey, she's kind of been planning on this. Like, her life after, you know,
WWE.
Not just WWE, UFC, fighting and everything. Sports. Mm-hmm. Like, after all that happened with her, where she kind of went down, she kind of talked about, like, what is next. And then I think now she's realized that her family, she talks a lot about having kids. So it's really surprising to me that she says pregnant, like, so many times. I'm like, it's surprising because a lot of the the women avoid that word and avoid that topic and everything because it takes a lot out of their career, especially if you're up here. You would think that she's would not want to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting to see, like, she's moving on and she went to Vegas to go look at that clothing line. Ollie, what do you think about, like, her journey now trying to get over this, like, whole sports thing?
I think she's definitely smart as to kind of, like, thinking about the bigger picture after WWE. Obviously, like you said, she wants her family, but she also wants to build a business, a brand. I mean, she's a household name, so she's kind of, like, not that difficult for her to do. But, yeah, still, you want to be... What if you're going to build that brand, make sure that... She keeps saying in the episode that she wants to make sure that it's something that she's completely passionate about. So I totally, like, respect her, you know, her drive and, you know, everything. Like, no, I'm not going to just make a line. I want to make a line that I'm passionate about and that I'm full 100%, 110% completely in. And I was like, work. Work, girl. And it's cool that she's doing that with her husband.
Yeah.
And he's so, like, gung-ho about it, too.
I know. So happy. Jen, I was going to ask you, I know you're all about relationships and wrestling. So what do you think about their relationship?
I love their relationship. I like how very supportive he is of her. Mm-hmm. You know, he tells her, whatever you want to do, I'm right behind you. You know, it's just something that we can possibly do together to hang out. And she even looks at it. She even said it herself. You know, she doesn't care about the money. It's just something that they can do together to start that family that they really, really want. So I really enjoy that he's very supportive. And, you know, he doesn't just want to make her any deal because he knows how she is. Yeah. You know, he's trying to make her a right deal, but just for them to just kind of live together and be together all the time, you know? Because she's always traveling and working, so.
And I think it's important to also keep in mind that just because you're going to have a family, that doesn't mean that you're going to stop wrestling.
Right.
Or you know, working. Like, look what Brie did. Brie came back.
Exactly.
Maria Kanellis. She's pregnant now. But why? It's like, I'm sorry, I'm referencing Cardi B. But Cardi B, when she was always getting, like, downplayed for having her child, she always said, why can't I have
peak
both?
Peak of her career, too.
Right. Why can't I have both?
And not just that, Ronda mentioned something really important that I don't think people really realize, is that you never retire from WWE. Right. It doesn't matter how many years you stop wrestling or stop connecting yourself with the company. If you do something huge, you're going to be recognized at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You're going to be used as even just for commercials or anything like that. best believe that Ronda Rousey's going to be used for big things like that. Even if it's just like the game, the WWE 2K21 now, or right. I don't know where it's at now, but I don't play video games. So best believe that Ronda Rousey is a name that mm-hmm. you can use to connect with WWE, where it can definitely bring money to the company.
Right, absolutely. Oh,
yes. And money to yourself. So I think they'll both get the best of both worlds. And I just love the fact that it's a balance, that in their relationship, they can still work but be good with one another. And I think it's really cool to see that, because we see a really, like, hard side from Ronda Rousey and the character that she plays. But she's really down to earth. And like you had mentioned, I think that's the side that I didn't even think, like, I mean, she lives in a farm.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that she did that. Yeah. She loves her donkey.
Yeah.
So
it's very cute. It's endearing.
Yeah. It's interesting to see that side of her.
Right.
So, yeah, it was really cool. But speaking of relationships, there is one relationship that is going through a lot right now. Jen, this is your favorite relationship so far. You are so in love with this.
I do.
So, Corey and Carmella go to Connecticut for the first time.
And they're not Corey and Carmella, they're Carmella.
This is how you know she's been following this relationship really well.
Carmella, I'm done. They are.
That's what they're naming them. They're naming them Carmella.
So. Well, Carmella is all excited because she's going to go to Connecticut for the first time. You know, that's where Corey lives, and that's where I think he grew up there. That's where his house is at least. And, you know, she wants to stay in the house because after the whole home wrecker situation, it's not been cute. Mm-mm. What do you think about that?
You know, I'm with her, you know. It's scary, you know. It's scary to go somewhere new where you don't know anybody and you don't know what's out there. So I could 100% understand her not wanting to go out, even though I was actually surprised that she was the one that didn't want to go out. I thought he would be the one not wanting to go out there. Yeah, I don't know why. I was really surprised that she just didn't want... I thought she was just going to be like, I don't care, let me just get my stuff, like, let's go out. But no, he was really pushing and really wanting to hang out with her. Like, you know, if we want to start something, we need to get out of here. We can't be stuck in a room together 24/7. Yeah. You know, we need to go out there and live life. Like, people are always going to talk.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was kind of sad at the beginning, you know, that, you know, she was just not so happy. And so many things were going on while they were going out. And it sucked, you know. But I'm glad that at the end she was able to, you know, just be like, F it, you know, I'm just gonna do this. Like, we are in a relationship and who cares? And I love that she was telling people at the bar, like,
I know, together. That was definitely cute. Ollie, I want to know, what is your perspective of Corey Graves?
Oh my gosh. Well, one, Corey, stop coming for my girl Sasha. Calm down.
Oh, yes.
He always comes for Sasha.
I know.
Sasha, don't play with the boss. But Corey is so sexy. I'm sorry.
Really?
Even when he was in NXT, when he was an active wrestler, I had the biggest crush on him. So I understand where Carmella's coming from.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I support Carmella. But the only thing that I'm upset about a little bit is that, like, I feel like this is just going to be Carmella's storyline for the entire season. Like, I want to know more about Carmella and her head.
Yeah.
And I did too.
Also, it's cool to see. I think she can rock blonde or the brown red. Like,
I like the brown red more than the blonde. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, I was going to say something else. But I do feel for Carmella because I feel like in this predicament, despite it not, she's not a homewrecker.
Yeah.
But still, like, it's always going to be, like, it's always going to be more her fault than Corey's.
Oh,
and it's so frustrating.
Well, that's the thing that I was going to point out. The fact that he's kind of been, like, emotionless in this whole situation. Yeah. He's kind of been like, whatever, get over it. And I don't think he really realizes how much it affects her. She has emotions. You can tell that Carmella is very sentimental, and it really affects her. So I think, personally, I don't like the way he's being with her.
Right.
And the way he's kind of like, whatever, just ignore it. It's not that easy.
She's a public figure, too. You know, we see her every day. She's on camera every day. So, of course, it's going to affect her. Of course, he doesn't see it as much. He's, you know, he's kind of more like behind the scenes, more in the back. So, you know, it doesn't affect him. But you're right. You know, we talked about it too last week. You know, it was just kind of, it's one of those things that is very humiliating for a woman to be called a homewrecker and people looking at you and, you know, pointing at you and not being able to say anything at the moment, you know. So I was kind of turned off by that he just didn't quite say anything. I was like looking at her like, what are you talking about? Like, let's just move on.
Yeah, because it's easy for him because he's not the one being called. It's funny, like, why isn't anyone calling out him if that was the case? Like, if they were, like, you know, having the affair. which they weren't, you know. So he's not facing as much backlash as Carmella is because she's a woman, and now that you say that, it's kind of like, oh yeah, Corey should like
think about it. Think about the way he's being, because that's literally all I see. She's all lovey-dovey and stuff, but I'm like, dude, I feel like she's showing more emotion than he is. I don't know if it's like, all right, I'm a guy, whatever, I'm not gonna show emotion, and that's just his character. He's like weird out because of the cameras, but that's why I'm like, I always roll my eyes when she's always like, oh my god, and he's like.
I feel like a lot of the dudes on the show are just generally more so.
No, you look at a perfect example who we saw today, Trinity and John. They're like the best couple ever. I guess it's different. All couples are obviously different. But, you know, he's always been there for her. And they've had problems in regards to, like, his baby mama and all that. And he's always been there to, like, kind of see both sides, but also respect the fact that Trinity wants to be involved and wants to do good for the kids.
Right.
So, I don't think he's doing, like, the right thing when it comes to this whole situation. Yeah. And at the end of the day, like, he should be concerned because, one, you have to kind of co-parent with your baby mama. And so, you have to have a good relationship with both. So, do you really think he loves her?
Wait, Corey loves
Carmella.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I do ship them with Jen. However, I think they have a lot of like work to do, like as a couple for sure. Yeah. I don't think they're in love. I think they're kind of in that new stage of like you're just like so infatuated with the person,
right?
So that's my take.
But I see that more with Carmella.
Because she keeps talking about
it. Yeah,
and like Carmella. Not only that, but I think for Corey, this is also new. I mean, he is in the camera, but he's not showing, you know, his personal life and all that there. So I think for him, this is a little bit different because it is focusing on his family. Yeah. And he does have kids, you know, and Carmella always mentions that too. You know, there are kids in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of just want this to go away. So, you know, I think he does. He just, right now, he's just kind of like, the storyline is just so crazy to him, so he's just kind of like, what do I say not to say the wrong thing?
I just want to know, like, how he dealt with it after, you know, his ex-wife posted it, if he even talked to her about it, because obviously we saw on the show that he kind of just, like, blew it off with Carmella, and she was, like, taking it, you know, really personal, and because she can't even go to the grocery store, she mentioned that, without being called a homewrecker. They can't even go on a date or anything like that. So I get her point of view. So I don't know. It's just a little messy.
She's like, I can't go out. I look terrible. I'm like, you look amazing. What are you talking about? No makeup. She still looks amazing with her hair wrapped. Exactly. I'm like, girl, you look amazing.
She's such a Jersey girl. You can tell.
I look so bad.
I know. But anyways, flawless. Let us know also in the chat what you think. Are you team Carmella? Are you not? Are you for this? What is their relationship thing called?
Carmella.
I'm
all for it.
Hashtag Carmella.
Hashtag Carmella.
And for all of you guys in the chat, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you. We are here every Tuesday at 9 p.m. So don't forget to join us. Like, subscribe. We are the ESPN of TV Talk. And let your friends know about this show and give us 5 stars on iTunes. And we're here.
Yeah.
Join us. Spill the tea. We have a lot of shady moments as well. So
oh my gosh.
You guys, we have a surprise for you as well. Our shady moment got a little bit different today.
It sure did.
Stay tuned.
All we gotta say is it's gonna be iconic.
Exactly. Oh god.
For iTunes listeners, Jen and I are gonna do the iconics pose.
Yeah.
Ready?
How do you do it?
It's like this.
Oh, okay.
But you look that way.
Okay. Ready? Okay, yeah. 3, 2, 1. Iconic.
There you go. I love it.
Good job. All right.
Well, speaking of iconics, we go on this girl trip for the iconics because, you know, they're homesick. The iconics, Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, are from Australia. And Trinity wants to do something nice for them because, of course, Trinity is so nice. I love Trinity. She's literally, like, one of my favorite ones. And
I miss her, too. Like, where's my Naomi?
I know. She hasn't even wrestled, so we'll see. But anyways, what do you guys think overall about this girl's trip? What was your favorite moment?
God. I'm sorry. I have to say to you. I live for Liv.
Like, yeah.
She is wild. I don't know why she's not casted. She brings so much. It's so funny seeing her and, like, Naomi and how, like, they're friends, yet they're so completely different. And then you throw Nia up in there. And then the juxtaposition with the iconics. They're so mellow at this point. And then Charlie's there, just kind of just there. Like, it was so wild. And then
it was Such a crazy
night. Such good television, though. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I think to me it was surprising the fact that the Iconics don't drink. Their character on TV is very out there. Mm-hmm. They're very crazy and everything like that. They talk a lot. But I feel like in this episode, we kind of see that they're not like that. They're very chill. They kind of just do their own thing. And Peyton Royce and Billy Kay have always been together since day one. So you kind of see them stick together. And I feel like they felt uncomfortable throughout all this.
You can see the uncomfortableness.
And I did feel for them a little bit. I felt like Trinity could have done maybe something different. Like we saw in previous trips, like Nikki Bella has done like the whole journal thing or something little like that where they can bond, maybe like a spa day or something where it can be a little bit more inclusive. Mm-hmm. But I did think it was hilarious when they got the wrong flags. That was like one of my favorite moments.
You had one job. Yeah, was that whose fault? That was Liv's fault. Such good television. Yeah, come on, producers.
That was so much fun.
Seriously, the producer should have catched that.
Come on. Oh, no, they did, but they're like, nope, we're going to let that play.
Yeah, probably.
That was very good.
From there, it was all downhill. But yeah, it's cool to even just see like this a quick little episode featuring the Iconics, Billy and Peyton, and to see them like, oh, this is how they are, really. Their characters are so outlandish, and it just goes to show that like they seem kind of introverted with the rest of the people. Also, I think maybe the culture shock of them being Australian, throw that on there. So it's just it's just an interesting like social experiment, you know.
I'm thinking if they're gonna be doing that throughout the season, like featuring little moments with each wrestler and stuff, and giving all the divas like a little chance to have like a little, you know, little thing in there, like a little tiny storyline at least in there. Yeah. That would be awesome.
But I also think that's also them kind of like experimenting. Okay, let's see, like for future seasons, maybe like how this girl or how the superstar is going to play out.
That's a good point.
You know,
I would definitely love to see Liv Morgan on the show.
Yes,
I think she would, and maybe
she needs to come back.
Well, the Iconics are so out there. I would like to see a little bit more of them as well. Mm-hmm. I know were very to themselves this episode, so I don't know.
I think they have more to offer.
Yeah, I know they're very about family and their culture and everything like that, so I think it would bring a little bit of a twist to Total Divas that maybe we don't have.
I was gonna, last thing is just that the cast seems kind of small this season,
right.
So like, why not put another couple more girls, like at least two more? Like, I feel like there's room.
Well, I think the thing that's frustrating for me is like, we have so many girls that we can showcase. Why not? You know, why keep it to a small cast when we can just showcase? The locker room isn't that big.
Especially when only four girls are being used. Like, literally at this point, like, four girls are being used. So that gives more time for girls to be on Total Divas and to share their stories and, you know, possibly push them into future storylines.
Because at the end of the day, a lot of people start watching WWE and their matches because of the show. Mm-hmm. So I think it's better, you know, to showcase a lot of the wrestlers instead of just, like, you know, the same ones over and over again. But, like, new faces, I think, brings a lot to this show. But there was one person who was not really happy throughout this trip, and it was Nia, because she kept talking about Ronda Rousey. I was just kind of over at this point. I did not like it. I don't know. Nia needs to chill.
Yeah, I think she does, too. I think she just needs to, you know, like she said, I think she was just stressed about all the stuff going on with her, but it's just, you don't need to take it out on other people, you know? Especially Ronda, because Ronda has been, like, her biggest supporter ever, you know? Even Ronda was really surprised that she came at her like that. She was like, what the hell is going on? You know, I didn't do anything. So, it's just, she does just need to take a chill pill and, you know, just...
Just the alcohol brings out your inner frustrations, the liquid courage. You say things you don't. Well, maybe she means, maybe she doesn't. Who knows? You know?
I think she didn't mean it.
Or didn't mean it?
No, she did.
Oh.
I don't think Nia is the type of person to hide things. She's very direct.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think she was like.
And like I said, I understand where her frustrations are coming from, despite the way she's acting about them, you know.
Right. And to me, it's like, I wonder if this is going to be her storyline, like, for the rest of the season.
Because it's just negative Nia, which would be kind of frustrating.
Oh, hashtag negative Nia. There you go.
Which, like...
It would be so frustrating, because, you know, we've seen her, like, she's always so happy and so much fun. I mean, we saw her tonight.
Right.
She could be such a fun
girl. I'll drink anything.
Right. Like, and she was, you know, Trinity and everybody was having such a good time with her without her complaining. But then... she quickly kind of kills it by going back to the same topic over and over. And it's like, okay, we get it.
I was mostly dumbfounded by when she threw the plate on the ground. I'm like, who's it? Somebody clean up this glass.
Who's going to pay for this?
We don't need injuries.
Well, we saw a lot of craziness in this girls' trip. I think overall it was a success. I feel like the girls had fun. We saw a little bit more of, like, the Iconics. And I think we saw a little bit more of different personalities. We saw a little bit more of Liv. We saw really how Nia was feeling and her admitting that she wasn't feeling good because of her place in WWE. Right. And then Trinity was a little bit more stressed out, but she finally, like, let loose a little bit. Charlie living wild, then throwing up. But overall, I think this girls' trip and this whole episode was pretty cool. I think it was so very entertaining.
Yeah, and, like, I'm sure they could cover the bills of any damages done to the rental.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, y'all got the money.
Exactly.
The budget.
All right. Well, let's start with some shade. Are you guys ready for our special segment?
Oh,
so
yes.
So excited.
All right. Well, for those of you who are just starting with us, our special segment is Shadiest Moment.
Damn!
All right. Ollie, what was your shadiest moment?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I mean, I have to say when homegirl called Carmella homewrecker just randomly, that was so shady.
Oh my God,
and
yes.
Unexpected. And also the other one who was like, I'm with the local paper. Can you take a picture? No, go away. Shady people. I know your intentions.
Yeah. Right.
Those are my two.
I think for me it was when Nia went up to Ronda and told her right after the match, you're being so disrespectful and just walked away without letting Ronda talk to her. She was just like walking away and almost pushed her too.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on with you? Like, I'm over you.
Not want to be pushed by Nia.
I don't, but you know.
Or punched in the face.
Exactly. Well, not even by Ronda either.
Both.
But, you know, I wonder who would win in a match.
What about you?
I think we've seen that already. But for me, it was actually in the beginning of the episode when we see those videos of Ronda and her kind of calling out Nia and be like, oh yeah, I think Tamina misses you too. Like, she kind of called her out on her wrestling skills, like, oh yeah, it was not cute. So yeah, that was that for shadiest moment. But that is not it for our special segment. We have a lot of shady moments from Twitter. Ready?
Yes,
so many.
We do. All right. Okay, so the first tweet that I have, and if you're listening on the podcast, we're looking up some shady tweets that you guys put out there, the fans. And this one is by L. La Goosey's Death. I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly. And here she says, Nia talking about Ronda on tonight's episode. Hashtag Total Divas. Heartbreaking. The worst person you know just made a great point. That's okay. All right.
Very good.
I know, that was so hilarious. The next one is Giandra LaBeouf, and she says, this is so stupid. A bunch of grown-ass women tearing up a rental. How old are you again? Hashtag Total Divas.
See, I love her because she was direct. Just
Nia.
Honest,
she was. Yeah.
I mean, it's true, but I mean, I kind of want to have fun too. So, I mean, I've done it with friends too. I go out and you tear up the hotel rooms and you're like, oh, okay.
I mean, I'll tear it up, but I won't pay for it.
Exactly. I mean, this is for a show, so.
And now I'm like, I'll pay for it. Don't worry. I'm like, okay, girl. Go ahead. Is it my turn?
Yes. Go for it.
Yeah. Mela is money. Okay. So I have to get a Carmella tweet, and she was responding to some tweets. Carmella not real. One of the fan accounts said Carmella is so cute trying not to leave the house, and it's a little gif of her. But then Carmella responds, she says, I don't like interacting with humans if I don't have to. Hashtag Total Divas.
Yes.
And I was like, yes girl,
there are those days that you don't want to interact with anybody.
Yeah. Agree.
And like, haters, just let them hate.
Yes.
Especially like being in the spotlight every day, like
people are just hating like when you're not doing anything.
Exactly.
Right.
So
I feel her on that one.
And last but
our favorite,
certainly not least, I have to get, this is tweeted by the official Total Divas account, okay,
on Twitter, right.
And this is a gif of Liv with her mouth wide open, and it says, this is why we can't have nice things, at Yell Only Live Once, which is Liv's Twitter account, hashtag Total Divas.
I love that.
Please go check this out. It's priceless. Liv, cast her on next season, please.
Please. Yes.
I miss her so much.
I think that was my favorite.
That was so good.
Yeah, for sure. All right, now let's get to it with our news.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is so exciting. So If you guys don't know, Ronda Rousey has been a regular cast member on Fox 911. Mm-hmm. And last night, she had an episode in where she absolutely destroyed, according to TMZ, absolutely destroyed her real-life husband, Travis Brown, in an underground fight club on Monday. It was a scene. And if we see up on the screen, if you're listening, we're looking at some pictures on the screen up here. And we see Ronda and Travis fighting along, and it's insane because the whole scene, I saw a clip of the scene, and it's just them fighting, and she is literally kicking his ass. So that was pretty awesome to see.
Wow.
So,
true love.
And he's such a heavy, tall man, bigger than her. We've seen
well,
it.
Yeah.
And she is literally tearing his ass up. So it was funny, but it was a good scene.
He
so.
Can take it.
Yeah. Or so yeah, super excited to see her on the screen. I mean, there is nothing she can't do. She can act, wrestle, have an apparel, clothing line now. Yeah. So, I mean, what else?
Future. So, we'll see what happens with her.
The sky's the limit for her, for sure.
Yeah, all right.
Super exciting.
That it for our news today?
That is it for
today. All right. Mm. Well, that was it for our news. Now, let's get into our predictions.
Ooh.
Hmm.
And now, I have. You're after Buzz.
Get him ready.
Yeah. Predictions. All right. Ollie, what is yours?
Okay. Well, I think there's going to be drama.
I mean, and this whole season, we know that.
Well, I'm excited because we're going to have Sonya back. Because it's so funny when some of the girls, like, it's like, where's Sonya? Where's Natty?
Right,
well, Natty was there. Anyways, so I think Sonya's going to have a lot of pressure with her girlfriend's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they just got back together and they're house hunting. Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of, like, okay, moving in general is just the worst thing ever. So I can't imagine how stressful that's going to be, especially if you're on the road, like, for more than, like, what, 90% of the year?
Mm-hmm.
And then Nia's injury. That's going to be, I'm really excited to see where her headspace is going to be, mm-hmm. especially, like, this was months ago, obviously, and we're getting closer to WrestleMania, and I'm just excited to see or hear these stories that be fleshed out because a lot of the girls, you know, didn't get spots. Some got more spots than others. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Judging by the teaser.
Jen?
Of course, for me, I'm just, you know, I know you hate them or you don't like them as much.
It's not that I hate them. I just, like, Carmella's being too much.
Well, Carmella, I want to see how their relationship's going to be when they go back back to work.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, are they going to be showing it out there for everyone to see? Are they going to be very affectionate?
Yeah.
So, you know, because we've seen many relationships in WWE.
Right.
So, I mean, now that she's a little bit more open to it and they both agree that they're okay now, I'm wondering if she's willing to take that to work now.
Yeah.
And see what everybody else has to say, too. So.
True. Well, I definitely believe that Nia is going to mellow down a little bit more after her injury. Mm-hmm. Obviously, these injuries get to these wrestlers' heads. So I think she's going to cool down a little bit more. And then with Sonya Deville, she's probably going to... I think they're going to... They might have a fight. I feel like they're probably going to have a fight over this because it's a big deal. And then her mom is pressuring. And then the whole kids thing, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah,
I think there might be a fight in this next episode. So, yeah, we'll see. But that was it for this episode.
Yeah.
It was great to have you, Ollie. So now let the people know where they can find you.
Hey, guys. Our divas out there.
Yeah.
You know, we love our divas. You can. I'm super excited to be here, by the way. You guys are awesome. I'm super excited. So you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at OllieDreamer.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter as well at Jen_Lopez_89.
All right. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at _LeslieCologne. And we will see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye. Later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.